Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
GIS HD2 Boca Raton, an Odyssey Sports station.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Time for more Panthers preview on the home of the Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, welcome back in for hour number two. It's the Florida Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, Danny Garcia steering the ship here with you as we take you through hour number two. Jameson Olive is going to stop by coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Big thanks to Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press for stopping by during hour number one to give his thoughts as the Panthers gear up for the season opener on Tuesday against Boston, 7 o'clock, Amerant Bank Arena. That'll be preceded by, of course, the banner-raising ceremony. A new Stanley Cup banner going to go to the rafters at Amerant Bank Arena. Night before, Monday night ring ceremony. You don't want to miss that. All the info at FloridaPanthers.com. Proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. $20 to get in. You don't want to miss that. A chance to celebrate really one last time between the ring ceremony and the banner raising on Tuesday night before it's right into the full-on grind of a new National Hockey League season. That'll begin 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Well, one guy who's going to be starting up another National Hockey League season, turning 23 today, so happy birthday to Anton Lundell. Had a chance to catch up with Anton a couple of days back after one of the Panthers' practices. And again, hard to believe everything he's accomplished. Just turning 23 today, already 54 playoff games to his credit. Already obviously has a Stanley Cup ring, has played in a couple of finals. And, well, the first thing I asked Anton is how he feels as the season is fast approaching.
Yeah, obviously we're very excited to start again. It's always fun to start a season, but, you know, it's going to be a new challenge to start it after last season and be the Stanley Cup champions right now. And I feel like everybody wants a piece of us and wants to beat us. So I think the games are going to be even more intense. So that's a very good challenge for us, and we're excited and also want to show that we can do it again.
And in mentioning that, you mentioned the way teams are going to approach you guys. Did you feel like you had a little bit of that last year? And also, just because of how competitive the conference is, do you feel like every night the intensity, there really aren't free nights in this league? It seems like every night everybody's got something to play for.
Exactly. You know, every game is big, and especially inside the division or the conference, you know, the points are even bigger, so each game has so more meaning. And I always feel like those games are close to playoff games, and just the way we play, you know, we're on the face and on the body all the time, so it's hard, and you have to give the best against us. So I guess we're bringing we're bringing the best out of the opposite team as well. But that's the way we play, and that's the play we like. The way we like to play.
And I want to get back to some of the experiences you guys have had, but you mentioned the other teams around the division specifically. How much in the offseason do you keep tabs on what's going on around the league and specifically with the teams in your division? Because I think the Atlantic division might be the toughest division in the league.
Yeah, I keep a lot of track. Obviously, you want to know what's happening, you know, who is playing where, and I think it's a good thing to know who you're playing against, who you see out there. So I keep a lot of track, but yes, our division is very, very tough. There's a lot of good teams, and the battle is super hard. As we saw last two seasons, like the last teams barely made the playoff and barely did not make the playoff. So it's going to be a grind. It's going to be tough, but we're going to try to enjoy the ride.
Anton Lundell here with us, and you mentioned enjoying it, and I know last season was last season, going to be a new season starting up here soon, but how exciting is it going to be able to Monday night have the ring ceremony, be able to enjoy that with the fans, and then have the banner raising ceremony and kind of take one last look back at everything you guys accomplished last season?
I think it's going to be so cool. We worked so hard for it. We all put our whole life for it, you know. So to be able to get something back and to be able to share such a special season and ending with this group and the whole organization has been unreal. And to be able to take one more look at it and just smile and enjoy and see what we did last season is going to be special. But at the same time, you know, it's going to be awesome, but we have to start focusing on the coming season as well. So, but it's going to be a special day for sure.
What was it like seeing your name on the Stanley Cup?
It was very special. You don't really understand what's happening. You know, everything happens so fast. And it's hard to describe, you know, what you think, how you feel. It just happened. But it's almost been like a dream summer, you know, like you almost wish you could like go back in time and go through the game 7 and the celebrations again and again and again. But you know, it's all in our memories. We got a lot of pictures, videos, so we'll live through them now.
And I gotta ask you too, because you're just about to turn 23 years old, and at this point in your career, you've had a chance to get a lot of great experiences. You mentioned playing game 7s. I mean, these are experiences that I'd imagine you're going to carry with you through the rest of your career. How much were you able to feel growth from playing in some of these big games that you've had a chance to play in? And do you ever sit back and think, like, you know, you're before the age of 23, all the experiences you've been able to have and how valuable this could be long term for you?
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty crazy to think when there's always somebody who mentions my playoff games and the amount of them, and it's
54 of them already.
Yeah, and that's a lot. And you don't, I mean, as I just live, I just go day by day, so I don't really think too much and try to think to the future. But to be able to hear that, you know, that's a lot of games, and for me especially, to be able to play some big games, learn from them, so I feel that's gonna help me a lot. You know, I know what it took to win the Stanley Cup now, and it's such a good thing to have as a team. You know, we've been through it and we know what it takes, and we want to do it again.
I got to ask you too, you've had a chance to play quite a bit with Etu Luostarinen over the time that you've been with the Panthers, and I know you guys have a great bond on and off the ice, but what's it been like to be able to build that on-ice chemistry with Etu in the time that you've been here?
It's been great. Right from the start, I could see he's a really, really good player. But I feel like we both have had the same paths, you know. We both have grown so much, you know, like looking back at our first years together, like compared to now, like we're different players. We're like stronger, faster, just more mature. So it's been so fun to kind of grow up with him and be able to see him every day, push him, he pushes me, you know. So just compete, play together, make some great memories has been awesome.
Two quick ones before we let you get out of here, but obviously when you guys celebrate the, you know, take that the ring ceremony and have the banner raising and one last celebration on the Stanley Cup team, there are going to be, you know, there are some guys that that have moved on to other places, and that's just the nature of it. You had a chance to play with a veteran guy, Vladimir Tarasenko, here quite a bit last year on your line, spent some time with him. What were some of the biggest things you were able to maybe absorb from playing, you know, playing that chunk of time with Vladdy?
Yeah, Vladdy was an awesome guy. He was a great add to our team. He really stepped up. And I don't even know if he stepped up. He just played his best when the team needed. No, he just came and did his job. Like he's been through it, and you could really see, you know, he had experience. He helped a lot in the locker room, tough times, you know, when we needed maybe somebody to say, hey, we're fine, it's okay. Sometimes you lose a game, let's just focus on the next one. He was the guy stepping up and spoke to the team. So it was such a pleasure to be able to play with him, and yeah, only good memories about him.
And you get ready to start this season up. Appropriate that you guys kick it off against Boston on Tuesday night. Does it feel like a rivalry matchup is a good way to get this season going?
I think it's going to be pretty good matchup for sure. One reason is why we've been playing against them so much in the playoffs and during the regular season. So there's a little divisional hate and energy, so that's going to be a very good matchup for sure.
So you heard it right there from Anton Lundell. And again, big thanks to him talking about the Boston Bruins and the matchup against them and the rivalry that exists between the Panthers and the Bruins. And that's going to be your season opening matchup coming up on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Panthers-Bruins, game one of 82. And then we're off. It's the Panthers diving right into the 24-25 NHL season beginning on Tuesday night. And happy birthday to Anton Lundell as well. 23 years old today. So that means that as a 22-year-old, had already played 54 playoff games, been in two Stanley Cup finals, had a Stanley Cup championship. So again, accomplished a lot. And he is just getting started, has that contract extension as well. Folks, we're going to step aside. We're going to come back. Jameson Olive's going to join Billy and I when we return. And then we'll continue previewing the 24-25 Florida Panthers season. It is the annual preseason special, folks, right here on 560 Sports WQAM. Welcome back.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews. The Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep. The ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews. And the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back, we continue hour number two. It's the annual preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay here with you. Danny Garcia at studio control, steering the ship, and kind enough to stop by Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com. We've got the season opening on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Panthers and the Boston Bruins, of course. And we've got the banner-raising ceremony right before that. And then on Monday night, of course, the night before the season opens, we've got the ring ceremony at Amerant Bank Arena. The proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. All the info at FloridaPanthers.com. So lots of fun, lots of festivities. And what's more fun than having Jameson Olive right here on the program with us? So, Jameson, we're going to bring you right in with this question here. We asked Tim Reynolds. We had some thoughts from Anton Lundell last segment about it. Billy and I have already talked about it. Jameson Olive, fill in the blank, the Florida Panthers' number one rival is who?
It's the Boston Bruins, 100%. And I know it's crazy to say because it feels like when they finally got good and that rivalry with Tampa finally became what it was supposed to become, we all kind of moved past it pretty quick because the series with the Bruins were so good. And we said, no, these are the guys now. And it's not just me. I talked to a lot of players on Media Day about that same thing. And, you know, they all said, you know, all respect to Tampa. You obviously have the in-state thing, but the game they feel has the most juice and has the most anger these days is Panthers Bruins, regular season playoffs. No matter what it is, those games are always, you know, cranked up to 110%. So I think it's not even an opinion. I think if you watch Panthers Bruins, you just feel it. It looks different. It looks like playoff hockey every single time they're out there.
I would agree with that. Tampa Bay over time, you want to establish that. I hope that's all great. They've established a lot of great rivalries, Jameson. One question for you. If the Panthers are going to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, what has to happen?
You know, it's interesting because you look at their roster and so many guys are back. They have 8 of their top 9 forwards last year back. They have 3 of their top defensemen back. You obviously have Bob back between the pipes. Paul Maurice is back behind the bench. They got so much consistency from last year to this year that you could easily say, okay, just go do the same thing and it's going to work again. Obviously, we know that's not always the case. So many things can happen in the NHL. But regardless, I just think there's no reason to believe that if they make the playoffs again, which we all think they will, knock on wood, that they can't do it again. But once they get there, so many teams can say the same thing. You know, if you go, even going back to last year, obviously things could have gone differently in Game 7 in the final. You know, if Gus Forsling doesn't score that late game winner in Game 6 in Boston, gets to a Game 7, what happens then? So many things have to kind of fall in your favor once you do get to the playoffs. So all you really can do is get there. And the Panthers have shown they can get there. And now when they get there, they know exactly what they need to do. So if I'm just honing in on maybe a couple individual things, I think it's going to come down to a couple of the new guys stepping up. Obviously, a whole new fourth line for the Panthers with, you know, Lomberg, Cousins, Stenlund all gone. So we're going to need to see something from Jesper Boqvist, from, you know, A.J. Greer, Thomas Nosek. Once he's healthy, those guys have to play a big role because, as we saw with the Panthers last year, the fourth line is so important to this team's success, especially in the playoffs. But, you know, Adam Boqvist, can he step into those shoes of Brandon Montour and be that PP1 QB? In the preseason, it's been looking good, but obviously, you know, you got to do that for 82 games plus playoffs. And then, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky, he was so good last year. He had a resurgent season, you know, coming off that great playoff run the year before, was a Vezina Trophy finalist. But, you know, now I think he's, you know, turning 36 this year, if he's not already. So every year when you get to that point, you always wonder, you know, is he going to lose a little bit this year? You know, with Bob, you always hope no, and you think no, just because he's so committed to the craft and his routine. So I think that's kind of the question mark for the Panthers, is what Bob do you get this year? And I think they will continue to get the good Bob.
He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast. You know him from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast, offering up unparalleled insight and analysis. And, well, Jameson, you mentioned a lot of the names there, but throughout camp here, you've had a chance to talk to a lot of guys. You've watched everybody play, obviously, whether it be preseason, in camp, what have you. Is there a newcomer to this lineup for one reason or another who has maybe captured your attention the most?
It's got to be probably Adam Boqvist, who I just mentioned, just because he is potentially stepping into such an important role for the Panthers. And the way they got him, obviously, is so interesting. You know, a former first-round pick back in 2018, you know, by the Blackhawks, which traded to the Blue Jackets. You know, obviously was playing with so much pressure in Columbus, just needing to be that top guy, that big guy. Dealt with a lot of injuries, didn't work out. They buy him out. He ends up here with the Panthers for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And not only that, he ends up here with his brother Jesper, who also got bought out this offseason. So they're living the dream, playing with each other for the first time in the NHL, and they're loving it. But he's a player that, you know, obviously there's so much talent there. He's a little undersized, but the offensive skill, the hands, the vision, it's all there. And just if he can stay healthy for a full 82, which he hasn't done yet through his first five seasons in the NHL, you know, most games he's ever played was, you know, low 50s. If he can do that, if he can find that health and consistency with the Panthers, I think there's just so much potential to untap there. And because the Panthers have this track record of just being the ultimate untappers, that's what's exciting about it, because you can easily see it. You can easily see, just given the talent Adam Boqvist has, given the position they're putting him in, if he is, you know, that power play one quarterback, that the numbers could suddenly all be career highs this year, and he could follow in the footsteps of Gus Forsling, of Carter Verhaeghe, you know, Sam Bennett, of Brandon Montour. People forget, when Brandon Montour arrived to the Panthers, he was not a hot commodity. You know, they brought the best out of Brandon Montour and got him back to being the player people thought he was going to be when he entered the league. So that's kind of the exact same blueprint they want to follow now with Adam Boqvist. And, you know, like I said, it's looked good in the preseason. It's not like he's come in here and been rusty and they're looking at it and saying, I don't know if it's going to work. It's looked good right off the bat. So that's certainly exciting.
Bold prediction. Adam Boqvist puts up more points than Brandon Montour this year. I'm going to go on.
That's actually a great, no, but you say if they both play a full 82, I think it's going to be closer than a lot of people think.
I would agree with you. So, Jamison, Paul Maurice has been through everything you've thought of in 26 years of coaching. One thing he hasn't been through is what's happening this year, is coaching a team that is a champion. So it's got to be exciting for Paul Maurice, but this is a different beast that he's walking into as far as trying and doing his best to get this team to repeat as a champion. Do you see anything different from Paul, how he's approaching this year? And what might the challenges be for Paul Maurice behind the bench?
Yeah, that really is interesting. And it's obviously a problem you want to have if you're a head coach, being the team trying to repeat. But I think if we're talking differences, you know, between last year and this year, obviously, I think the mood in general is a little bit lighter, just because obviously there's a little bit of a weight lifted. You know, they got it done. You know, they lifted the cup. They you know, made the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champions for the first time ever. And that weighs on you for a lot of time. As you know, Billy, that's like generational weight built up with the franchise and these guys over time. So that's lifted. It's gone. But there's a new chip there. And that chip now is to be the team that comes back and does it again. Because as we all know, the Panthers love being the bad guys. They love being the underdogs. And now they have 31 other teams in this league that want to take them down. And I think that just motivates them even more and makes them that much more exciting. So I think, you know, if you look at Paul, I think what's going to help is you always have your blueprints and you always have your stories and you always have your strategies. But now, especially with this group of so many guys coming back, there's going to be times this season where you can immediately point back to, you know, game 7 of the Stanley Cup final or something they did in the Eastern Conference final against the Rangers. And immediately all the guys are going to click and say, yeah, we remember that. Let's get it done. So I think there's a connection there that's going to be really valuable for the Panthers. And other than that, I think the biggest challenge also is turning the page. You know, a lot of these guys just had the time of their life and they reached the top of the mountain. So now they all got to get right back to the bottom of the mountain and climb it again. And I think that's why you hear the term Stanley Cup hangover, because it is so hard to mentally get back to that mental state. But when you have Matthew Tkachuk, when you have Alexander Barkov, when you have, you know, Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart, I think this is a group that's mentally tough enough to just get out there and move on.
Jamison Hall of FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by and chat with us today. Well, Jamison, today, Anton Lundell's birthday, 23 years old today, and it's well documented, everything he's been able to accomplish up to this point, more playoff games played than anybody in his draft class, 54. He's played in 2 Stanley Cup final. He's got his name on the Stanley Cup already. We heard from him last segment here in our season preview spectacular. But Jamison, Paul Maurice has said on multiple occasions that they're aware of how high the ceiling is on Anton Lundell. They know how important he is to this team. And basically, time will tell on how good he can be down the road. Obviously, has the new contract extension, so he's going to be a fixture here for a long time to come now. Six more years of Anton Lundell. But, Jameson, in your mind, he's accomplished so much. We already know how valuable he is to this Panthers team. Where does his game go from here in your mind?
You know, it's funny, you look back at all the things that had to happen for the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup, and I feel like sometimes lost in that is the Panthers having to hit on that first pick of Bill Zito in his tenure here. You know, he got hired, like, I think it was like 6 weeks later there at the NHL draft, the COVID draft, and he picked Anton Lundell there at number 11, and what just a pick that's been for these guys ever since he got here. He's been a player ever since he got here, but every year you've seen him get better and better. And last year, you know, 17 points in the playoffs, absolutely massive. Was big on the PK, was big at 5-on-5, and there were so many times in this last year, in the end the year before too, where Paul Maurice has said that third line's won them games, because it just, that's where their depth really shines through. In the playoffs, a lot of teams can have a loaded top six, but once you get to the third line, if that third line can beat up on other teams, you have the leg up. And for the Panthers, that's been the case ever since Anton Lundell's been here. So when I look at him and I look at his development, you know, like you said, just turning 23 years old, already something like 60 playoff games, already has the big contract. So many things that guys wait their whole careers for, he's already got. So for him, it's all just smooth sailing, house money. And it's funny, I remember, Doug, you and I were talking to him this summer, and he said, you know, I've only ever had to really think about hockey in my life. And now I'm 20, you know, about to turn 23. I'm an adult. I got all these other things going on. So it's just been fun watching him kind of grow as a person and as a player. But for the Panthers coming to this season, he's going to be huge again, because, you know, Paul Maurice has told us they expect him to now take over for Kevin Stenland in that role on the top penalty kill unit. You know, with Atuula Saarinen, the penalty kill was so massive for the Cats last year, especially in the cup final against the Oilers. So that's kind of his next step. You know, Paul Maurice has said they don't know what kind of player Anton Lundell is going to be. The ceiling's so high, but they're excited to find out after a certain point of time, you know, what player he does end up becoming. So I think this year he's proven he can score some highlight reel goals. He's proven he can be a responsible third line center. His faceoff percentage was a career high last year, which made him just that much more value. But I think for him this year, it's going to be being that top PK center, and it's going to be exciting to watch. But just such a good, good young weapon for the Cats, a guy that probably eventually over time you think will elevate himself to that second line center role behind Alexander Barkov. But for right now, having him on that third line with that Atuula Saarinen and with, you know, possibly Mäki Samuskevich, another hot young player coming up, Panthers might have the best third line in hockey this year, just given how much talent they have there.
It's going to be one hell of a line. On a lighter note, we got the season starting tomorrow over in Germany. And the Panthers get a trip over to Finland at the start of November. How fun is that trip going to be for this group, especially that you talked about a Lundell and you got a Barkov and all the players that had the cup over there this summer? How just kind of bring us behind the scenes of that trip to Finland for the Panthers?
It's going to be awesome. For Doug and I, it's our great return after going there back in 2018 for that global series.
We're huge over there, Jameson. Don't undersell it. We're huge over there.
There's a following over there. We love
documented.
It. So it's just the best people. They're all just rabid hockey fans. And I remember when we were there in 2018, right when we got there, we go into like a drugstore, and like there's just magazines with Barkey on the cover, and that's just not something you see over here. We're like, whoa, like Barkey's, you know, just seeing him in this element where he's the biggest star in the world, it was so fun then. It's going to be so fun now, especially because this game is in Tapra, or Tempe, or Barkey's hometown, where his team Tapra plays that he co-owns. It's just gonna be that much cooler. And I remember last time we went, it was just kind of the Barkov Line A show. It's just two stars kind of going at it. Where this time around, you know, for the Panthers, it's Anton Lundell, it's Nico Mikkola, it's Atuula Saarinen. The fact the Panthers are bringing such a big contingency of Finns, I just think is so awesome. And it really, for that reason, I think we're going to be able to see Finland through a couple different lenses, because we're obviously going to talk to each and every guy. They're going to have their own thoughts on things. But for the Panthers to get over there in Finland, I just think it's so cool, because like I've told Doug time and time again, I think when it's all said and done, Barkov's going to be a top 3-4 Finnish player of all time, just based on the numbers and the awards we're going to see there at the end. He's already the first Finnish captain to ever win the Stanley Cup. So just to see their world a little bit, it's just so great.
Well, Jameson, there, I think we're going to be in Helsinki for a minute, perhaps. There will be a seat saved for you right across from me at Taco Bell of Helsinki, right there downtown about midnight.
Oh, come on, guys.
It'll be open. I went twice last time. It was outstanding. No reason to not go back. And the chocolate, we got to get some of that Carl Fosser chocolate, too. That
loading was, up on the chocolate.
Yeah, that was outstanding. It was about my whole suitcase returning from that trip. Jameson Hall, FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by. Last one here for you, Jameson, because Billy and I are getting into some predictions coming up next segment, not just Panthers predictions, but NHL predictions. Jameson, who from the Eastern Conference, in your mind, is making the playoffs in 2025? Will it be four from each division? Is the Atlantic going to get a fifth to the Metro's three? Do we see one of those teams outside the Atlantic's big four finally break through and get in? In your mind, Jameson, who will occupy the seats at the playoff table in the Eastern Conference when the postseason comes around?
Oh, that's tough. You know, you look at the Atlantic, and we spent a lot of time talking about the Atlantic heading into the season, and I think you still got what I consider maybe the big three, which is, you know, Panthers, Leafs, Bruins. You know, the Lightning are still the Lightning. They still got Victor Hedman and Nikita Kucherov, but without Steven Stamkos, even though they brought in Jake Gensel, it's just a different team there now, and it's going to be curious to see what those guys look like. I'm sure they'll still be fine, so I'm still picking them to be a playoff team. So that's fourth in the Atlantic right there. Then you go over to the Metro. You know, you got the biggest dog over there, which is obviously the New York Rangers. And then after that, Doug, I think things open up a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, a team like the Penguins, you know, with Crosby coming back and him kind of near the end of the road, making a run at some point and getting in by a point or two. Don't have a lot of faith in the Islanders. You know, Doug, it is so tough. I don't know. Do the Flyers make a step? You know, last year, obviously, they took a step forward but kind of faded at the end. So I think I'm not really confident in many teams in the Metro other than the New York Rangers to definitely be in the playoffs. But obviously, two other teams got to make it, Doug. I don't know. Who do you like in the Metro?
Metro, I think it's going to be the Rangers, Devils, and Carolina. I don't think I'm breaking any ground there. And I wanted to pick a fourth team from the Metro, but and here's the issue. Five from the Atlantic. It sounds all fine and dandy, and it sounds easy. And I think I like Buffalo and Ottawa, especially over the rest of the Metro. The problem, though, for teams like Buffalo and Ottawa is they have to play teams like the Panthers, the Lightning, the Leafs, and the Bruins so much. And it's going to be tough on those teams. It's going to be tough sledding throughout the year for anybody in the Atlantic. But I am leaning toward five in the Atlantic.
New York Islanders, don't sleep on them with Patrick Waugh. Look at the record when Patrick Waugh took over. They're never bad. They're never great.
They're always there.
They're never bad. The New York Islanders with Patrick Waugh, my personal opinion, find a way in.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. And like I said, the fact that those Metro teams don't have to play as many games against the top dogs in the Atlantic, I think could play a scheduling advantage for those teams. Jameson, we thank you very much for stopping by. We will see you tomorrow as training camp continues and just one game remains in the preseason slate. And then the points count for real coming up on Tuesday. He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast, second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You can find him on Twitter at Jameson Coop. Jameson, thanks again for taking some time.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks,
Jameson. Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by. We will head to our final segment here on the program. Coming up next, we will get to some predictions. Billy and I have some predictions for you. So we'll get to those on the other side. We'll talk about who we think is going to be in the playoffs this year. We'll talk about who we think is going to lead the Panthers in goals, points, who's going to be the breakout Panther this year, maybe some other storylines that are on Mr. Lindsay's mind as we approach the start of the National Hockey League season. Lots to get to. We will continue breaking it all down as we go into our final segment next. It's the Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more Panthers preview on the home of the Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We welcome you back to our final segment here. Time flies when you're having fun. It's the Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay here with you. Danny Garcia back at Studio Control. Jameson Olive, big thanks to him for stopping by last segment. Again, big thanks to Tim Reynolds for stopping by back in hour number one. And it's time for the prediction portion of the program. And we have some folks tweeting in. One of our loyal listeners, Josh in Pembroke Pines, tweeted in asking when the start of the Panthers Insider Show is. Well, Josh, you're in luck. It's going to be this Saturday, 9 o'clock, right here on WQAM and elsewhere across the Panthers Radio Network. 1 hour of all Panthers talk every Saturday morning throughout the entire season, and it starts up this Saturday. So, again, thanks for chiming in, and you can look forward to that coming up beginning this Saturday, every Saturday throughout the season. Billy, time to get into the predictions portion of the program. We talked about playoff teams last segment there at the end of it with Jameson. We'll get to those coming up here in just a moment. Panthers-Bruins, by the way, the season opener coming up Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Banner-raising ceremony right before that. Ring ceremony Monday night, Amerant Bank Arena. Proceeds go to the Panthers Foundation, so it supports a great cause. FloridaPanthers.com for all the info there. Billy, let's get right to it. First with some Panthers predictions. Panthers leader this season in goals and in points. Last season, it was Sam Reinhart in both categories. What do you think this year, Billy? Goals and points. Who will be the leader for the Panthers in those two categories in 24-25?
So what was it, 54 or 56 for Reinhart?
Reinhart last year, 57 goals was the 56. Final tally, and 94 points was the final total.
94. So 57, the shooting percentage was off the charts. It's going to go back to the mean somewhat in that 15% area. That means around the 40-goal mark is what to expect, 40 to 45, still good enough to lead the Panthers. Reinhart leads in that power play, that bumper position. So dangerous. That's not going to go away. Teams can't defend it. They've tried. No success. So Sam Reinhart's going to lead in goals. In points, it's between Chucky and Barkey. for me. It's going to be a little bit of a split, but Barkey is so good at both ends of the rink. He sacrifices sometimes defensively. I'll go Matthew Tkachuk's going to bounce back, have a bigger regular season, much more like we saw in his first season when in the Panther uniform. Big year in the points production, over 100 points for Chucky this year. So Reinhardt goals, Chucky points.
Well, this is going to be exactly what they don't want us to have as far as the talk radio formula goes. They want us to have dissenting opinions, but I think you and I are on the same wavelength here, Billy. I think Sam Reinhardt's going to lead the team in goals. Now, the one thing I would ask you, because teams saw how effective he was from the bumper position there last year on the power play, do teams maybe defend that a little differently this year? Does that take a few goals away? It's kind of like the Tampa Bay Lightning power play of old. There are so many options. If you were to zero in on Sam Reinhardt, you're probably leaving Carter Verhaeghe open at the top of the circle, and maybe that throws five more goals into his total for the season. Yeah. But Billy, I'm with you. Sam Reinhardt is my pick.
Yeah, I go with Reinhardt. What can you say about Verhaeghe? Finally gets himself up there, and he's consistent around that 40-goal mark too. So those are two guys. You talk about Chucky and Barkov all the time, but we're talking about leading goal scorers, and we're going in a different direction.
Yep.
We've got points, so you could go with Barkov and Tkachuk, and maybe your two leading goal scorers, Verhaeghe and Reinhardt. Those are good problems to have.
And that's what I'm thinking too. I'm going to go with you on your guess. I think Sam Reinhardt would be my pick to lead the Panthers in goals once again. But I think if there were a challenger for that top spot, I think the guy to challenge most for that spot would be Carter Verhaeghe. And as far as Matthew Tkachuk goes, I think the biggest reason I would choose him as my, you know, if I had to pick one Panther who was going to sniff 100 points this year, the first name that would come to my mind would be Matthew Tkachuk. And I think it's because 60-65 assists, it basically seems like he does that in his sleep these days. He's got such great vision, so good around the net. He racks up assists like crazy. That's why I think he's going to be the Panthers team leader in points. So that would be my prediction there as well. Billy, do you have an idea, maybe a thought, somebody that you would peg to be the breakout Panther of 24-25, or maybe the surprise Panther, although surprise and breakout don't always have to mean the same thing. Who's going to be the breakout guy this year?
It's going to be, we talked about it a lot, but it still has to be, we've just touched the tip of the iceberg with Lundell. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a year here where it gets into 50, 60 points, doesn't it?
Like, seems that way.
Yeah, like that's where I'm leaning. He's been great. He's been great in the playoffs. We talk about him, but what he meant to his team. But the offensive upside, it's been ups and downs, ebbs and flows, especially during the regular season. It hasn't been consistent as from that standpoint. It's been much better even in the playoffs. If you look at the numbers for him. Look for Lundell once you get into 23, fourth year in the NHL. The offensive numbers are going to start to peak, and it's going to look a lot better, and it's going to help this team out. Seems like an obvious pick, but I have to pick Anton Lundell to have a much bigger, stronger presence in this regular season for the Panthers.
I think for Anton Lundell, 20 goals, not out of the question. Career high, 18, and I think he can get to that neighborhood and perhaps surpass that here this season. Mackie Samuskevich, another guy to potentially have a breakout this year. It's been a little bit banged up dealing with something throughout camp, but they hope to have him back here very, very soon and perhaps start the season. So he's also a breakout candidate. But just based on what we've seen in the preseason, I'm going to say Adam Boqvist would be a good candidate to make a splash for this team. There's opportunity on the back end. I love what you said there. Whether or not he can equal the point total of Brandon Montour from last season, that remains to be seen. But Brandon Montour's points from last year, 33 points. I don't think that's out of the question. If he's playing regular power play time, 33 points, certainly not out of the question for Adam Boqvist. But that would be my breakout candidate.
Well, that's a breakout. So even if it is close to Montour, and it is similar, even if you look at the metrics across the board, the analytics, one's 800,000 and one's 7 million. So even if you're in the ballpark, yes, that's a breakout player. That if you're trying to replace Brandon Montour and Adam Boqvist, is even to come into that ballpark or sphere of Brandon Montour, that's a breakout year.
And I like his brother Jesper as a guy to make a splash and carve out a role in this Panthers team as well. I can't help but think
it's either going to be Jesper or Mackey.
Yep.
If you're going to break out, is going to get into that third line role with Lundell, Luo, Sirinen.
Whoever plays the most.
I don't believe it's both of them. I think it's either going to be Jesper or Mackey that kind of steps into that role and has a breakout year.
Whoever winds up with the most minutes there. It's just with Jesper Boqvist, all I can ever think of is him scoring that overtime winner against the Panthers in Boston in that late season game in April last year. Billy, going beyond the Panthers scope of things, playoff teams, each conference, who do you have? We'll start with the Atlantic Division.
So we'll put the Panthers at top. They're going to be pushed really hard by the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs are going to be good. I believe the Maple Leafs goaltending has gotten better. Same thing. Boston, top three. Big three or big three. Now you have to figure, does Tampa Bay, the Jake Gensel trade, Vasilevsky, can he rebound? Is it still the big four in the Atlantic, or does someone push them out? It looks to me they're still going to be all the three division winners, which are Boston, Toronto, and the Panthers. And the two wild cards are still going to be Atlanta. I would throw Buffalo and Ottawa in the mix with Tampa Bay. If I had to pick one team that was going to be out, I would probably say that if Allmark plays well for Ottawa, they maybe push ahead of Buffalo. So I'll take Ottawa and Tampa Bay as wild cards. And then I go into the Metro. I got the Rangers first. Devil second. Devil's going to bounce back with Markstrom in net. And then the Hurricanes, a bit of a drop-off, but so well-coached. Those three teams get in. And we'll kind of see how it shakes out the rest of the way from there. Islanders still have a chance. Penguins are out for me. Flyers are out. Capitals are out. So that's what that's where I'm going to go at this very moment.
So that's what we have for the Eastern Conference. I'm going to go with the Panthers, the Leafs, the Bruins, the Lightning. Billy, I may regret this in 2 weeks, but I think the Sabres defense, I think Lindy Ruff getting that team to play structurally, and I think they found a goaltender in Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and that's not just because his name's fun to say, but I think they found a guy. I think they have enough to get in this time around. But, you know, Jameson and I talked about it on the Territory Talk podcast between Detroit, Buffalo, and Ottawa. Those three teams, they're all linked so much because they all kind of started their rebuilds at the same time. Well, Buffalo's kind of been rebuilding for the better part of a decade plus. But those three teams have been linked together for so long, waiting to take the next step. One of them is going to have a bad start, and there is going to be a ton of pressure on whoever that is. Not everybody can have a good start. Somebody's going to have a bad start. So whichever of those three teams has the bad start, the pressure is going to mount quickly. Rangers, Devils, Carolina in the Metro, that's what I'm leaning toward as well. Wouldn't surprise me to see the Rangers win the President's Trophy again, Billy, if for no other reason that they don't have to play the teams in the Atlantic as much as the teams in the Atlantic have to play the teams in the Atlantic. I think the Rangers are going to be able to feast on some of the teams down the standings in the Metro quite a bit. And I think that's going to really pad their point totals. Taking it one step further, Billy, Edmonton, Vegas, LA, Vancouver, in no particular order in the Pacific, Colorado, Nashville, Dallas. And Billy, am I crazy? I think the Utah Hockey Club in their first season in the 801, I think they're going to find a way in. I think it's going to be Utah and not the Jets out of the Central as the fourth team this year.
I got Dallas is going to win. Avalanche and Predators will be tied. Nashville made a lot of improvements. Jets are going to take a step backwards. Utah, interesting to see what plays out there. I got the Oilers 100%. The Golden Knights are going to stay there, and the rest is up for grabs. What the Canucks did last year. Seattle Kraken bounced back this year. Grab third in the Pacific. The Pacific is weak.
I think it comes to Seattle or LA, one of those two teams. Yeah. I think Vancouver in the regular season has enough to get in again.
It's weak. It's just weak. And the Pacific's weak. We'd love to be there.
it wouldn't surprise me to see Edmonton win the President's Trophy or Dallas win the President's Trophy because, as you mentioned, they're going to get to feast on a lot of teams down the standings quite a bit, much more than the teams in the East will, being in the Western Conference.
Utah's interesting because they can make all kinds of moves.
Yeah,
got tons of salary cap space. They made some moves this summer. It's going to be new. It's going to be exciting. The building's going to get rocking. If they get off to a good start there, Bill Armstrong, don't be surprised if the GM there starts to go out and just kind of make some moves early on. They got draft capital that would last forever. It would feel covered. So they've got draft capital. They got salary cap space. If they needed to go, they can.
We'll see how it all plays out. It's one of the most exciting times of the year. Maybe the most exciting time of the year next to the start of the playoffs is the start of the regular season. Lots of reasons to be excited if you're a hockey fan. If you're a Panthers fan especially, you can come out to the ring ceremony Monday night at Amerant Bank Arena, floridapanthers.com for all the information. And Tuesday night, the season opens 7 o'clock. Panthers and the Boston Bruins banner raising ceremony right before the game. We'll have you covered for that one, the season opener, over on 104.3 The Shark. You can catch us beginning at 6:30 with the banner raising ceremony and all the festivities that surround it. We'll take you through all that right up to the start of the game on Tuesday night. And then we'll, of course, open the season and then off we go. It's game one of 82 coming up on Tuesday night. 2 hours flies by when you're having fun, folks. Again, big thanks to our guests for stopping by. We had Anton Lundell, Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, Jamison Hall of FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to be here. Billy, big thanks to you for riding along here over the course of the
ready to roll.
Ready to roll. We're ready to get this thing going. It all kicks off coming up on Tuesday night. Big thanks to Danny Garcia as well for steering the ship in the right direction, as difficult as that can be at times, with Billy and I up here doing all the talking. Danny kept the train on the tracks once again, so we thank you very much, Danny Garcia, back at Studio Control. Folks, I'm Doug Plagans. Again, big thanks to everybody for stopping by. Most of all, big thanks to all of you for tuning in. This has been the annual preseason special, spectacular extravaganza blowout right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.